time for our Friday experts. This morning, Simon Dinopoulos isn't with us. He's taken a couple of weeks off. So it's Brad Davidson from the Gold Coast Bulletin. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Simon must have cleaned up on Morris in the Ipswich Cup last week, so he must be on that exotic island.
Well, he didn't notify till late in the week, so you might be on the mark that he might have just realised, I'm cashed up, let's go away. So Simon is replaced by Alex Steadman from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Alex.
G'day, Andrew. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Alex, how you going?
Is it right, mate? Is he away on an exotic island somewhere?
You're actually pretty close to the mark. I'm not sure if it's with Morris money, though. I think it's with company funds.
Well, good luck to him anyway. If he's away enjoying an island somewhere, I wish, I wouldn't mind going away with Simon, but if I was going away, I'd probably take the wife. Probably would be the preference, but
you'd be in trouble, Andrew. Otherwise,
yeah, exactly. Now, guys, we've got a soft six, so it's improved a little bit. Odyssey Moon, we spoke with Rob Smurden earlier. It's been stranded in Melbourne all week, so it's officially out of the last race, the second last race, the Healy. Of course, we've got a 10 race card tomorrow. Now, I'm going in blind today because I forgot to text you both to get your races. So, Brad, where do you start?
I'm 6, 7 and 10, so okay. I'm probably second in line, I'd say, to that.
So where are yours, Alex?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm kicking off with race 3, then I'll go 7 and 10.
Okay, well, give us your thoughts, Alex, in race 3, which is the Chief Spear.
Yeah, look, race 3, number
one. The Spear Chief. Let me get that right. It's the Spear Chief. I was saying it back to front. Jeez, I'm going all right this morning.
Hopgarten, he bolted in last start in the Wayne Wilson Mile, where he settled outside the lead, and he was simply a class above in the straight. And this looks a much easier race. Only half of the 8-horse field's been inside the handicap, and he, of course, is one of them. His record at the track is great. He's adept on all going and has Damien Brown in the saddle. A horse like Beckham perhaps leads, and that'll provide Hopgarten something to settle outside of, potentially. For mine, it looks a two-horse race between Hopgarten and Amavaccio. Look, after winning their last clash, though, in the Wayne Wilson, my lean's definitely towards Hopgarten.
Okay, so Hopgarten there. And talking with Rob Heathcote earlier this morning off-air, he said Hopgarten is his best chance tomorrow. So there's another push for you for Hopgarten. So that's race 3, number 1 for Alex. Then we move to races, race 6 first up, the Tattersalls Club. What about you here, Brad?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Brisbane Cup winner, Ben Zini. Andrew, I thought that you're around the $4 mark with Taz Sports Fair, $384. I thought that was a nice enough price. I thought he'd come up a bit shorter. Now, I know he goes up some 3.5 kilos on his Brisbane Cup win, but Junoob goes up a kilo, Index Link goes up a kilo as well. And I just think when these Kiwis run over here, I think stick with him. He's running the Premier's Cup win third before that. Was outstanding from the tail. He's drawn well. I think he'll just park off him. He's won with 60 kilos in New Zealand before, so I don't think a 58 is going to bother him. He loves soft tracks, and I just think he'll outstay him again. So, you know, he's pretty dominant in the Brisbane Cup the other day. I know he's on the best part of the track, but he did beat Junoob in Next Link by quite some distance, and I think they'll sort of stack him up here and make it a sprint affair. I think he'll sprint away from him. I think the $384 is a nice enough price. Race 6, number 3, Ben Zini.
That was the one thing with the horse, just the acceleration that it showed at the end of a staying race, Brad.
Well, that's it. I think a lot of these in this race need sort of a real staying test, and when they've got these small fields, I don't think it will turn into that. I am respecting Took and Chew. You know, he's obviously going well down south, but sort of got all the favours in front last time, and I just think Ben Zini will finish top of them again.
Okay, so Brad Davidson's first is race 6, number 2. Now it could get interesting. We'll wait and see what unfolds here. Alex, you go first of all in race 7. What do you like here?
I'm leaning toward number 3, Precious Gem. Andrew, you've got to say Ascatine Leone is tough to beat. I think she's too short, though.
Hang on, Alex. What races are you looking at?
I'm up to number 7, Precious Gem.
Okay, no, race 8 it is.
Oh, sorry, apologies.
No, that's all right. So have you got one in race 7, Brad?
I do.
Okay.
Race 7, number 7, Royal Tie, I'm going with. Look, she's just an absolute swimmer, this 2-year-old Showa Heart Filly, and I think she'll really appreciate the sting out here. There's a chance of a shower here today in Brisbane, so if we get that, it definitely won't hit a chance. But she's had no luck at her past couple in the size produce, and then in the Lancaster Stakes, she's been wide on both occasions throughout, and just had to go back from the wide draw the other day. I like the way she hit the line behind My Country. It was a race that was definitely run to suit the front runners, and I just get the feeling she's a winner over 1350, so step up the trip is what she's looking for. And I think around that $657 mark, she represents good value. I think number 10, Brulé, is the danger. I think it's a two-horse race, 7 and 10, but I might back both. But for tipping purposes, race 7, number 7, Royal Tie.
Okay, so race 7, number 7 there at value. Now, you're very keen here on race 8 here, Alex.
Yes, I am. Hopefully the price hasn't been snapped up since I gave it away. But, yeah, look, Precious Gem. She's been in excellent form this campaign, winning a listed race at Caulfield, and then she got up in the last stride to take out the Group 1 Bankster in Adelaide. She then had that short break going into the Stradbroke, and she just tried her heart out in that Stradbroke running six. Her 1,400-metre record is outstanding from the gate. Blake Shin can really place her anywhere he likes. Look, given she's about 720 in the market, I think she's an excellent each-way play. I recommend watching the replay of that Stradbroke again, watching her weave through the field. It really was an eye-catcher as under the Louvre, you know, got the chocolates for the first time at Group 1 level.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the mare. I think that she was initially back on the inside there where you didn't want to be. But look, talking with the trainer Henry Dwyer, I think on Wednesday, he felt that she peaked a little bit late, and she's certainly going to peak again. I mean, it's hard saying that given that she won the Sangster in Adelaide, but she's absolutely at her peak now for Saturday.
Oh, that's excellent news to hear. And look, she's just been purchased by China Horse Club as well. They tend to have a knack of turning things to gold. Just look at Press Statement, Dissident. They all seem to go on and win a Group 1 after they've just been picked up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so from Alex there in race 8, number 3, Precious Gem. I know it's not one of your fancies, Brad, but have you got a tip there in that race?
Yeah, look, I did put Az Kidelia on top. I think she's the best horse in the race, but I do agree with Alex. I think Precious Gem's the value. It's my second pick, and I think if Az Kidelia is off a game, she's definitely the one to beat. Yeah. So around that sort of $7, $8 mark, she represents value as well.
Now it could get interesting, or it could be straightforward. You both could be on the favourite here. Alex, I'll let you go first.
Okay, definitely. I'm definitely with Saritza. What a great way to wrap up the card. She looks like a clear standout in the last race for those playing quaddy. She was mighty impressive in winning that Queensland Guineas a fortnight ago. And she's improved with each run this campaign. She's only going into this fourth up, so you'd think in theory she'll still be right at a peak. While I think she has further room for improvement, dropping back to this level from a Group 2 on paper, she doesn't necessarily need it. She accounted for a majority of the rivals she faces here in that Queensland Guineas. And while meeting them on worst weight terms, she defeated them a fortnight ago in a way suggestive that it probably won't matter. The likes of Salmanaza and Devil's Fire, they'll each work forward from inside draws and set a decent tempo, one which Saritza can settle back and work home off.
Okay, so Saritza for Alex. Are you any different, Brad?
I am, Andrew. I'm actually with the Queenslander at number 9, Sold for Song. Now, no knock on Saritza at all. I mean, she's flying. We know that. I'm a bit surprised they didn't have a crack at the Tiara, to be honest. Your second favourite there. And, fuck, I can't knock her. But I just think the price gap between them is a bit silly. 210 versus about 440, Sold for Song. I can't work out why. Sold for Song clocked a quicker last 600 than Saritza the other day. She had to go back to last. She lost three lengths at the start of the race to start with because of the wide barrier, and she'll probably be back last here again, but there's only 11 runners, and two of her runs this preparation, Sol for Song, have been absolutely outstanding. Her Gold Coast Guineas run was out of this world, and then to make up the length she did in the Queensland Guineas, I thought was really, really good as well. Seeing how the ground suits, she meets Saritza 2.5 kilos better off from the other day. I think she can stalk her, and more importantly, I think by race 10, we'll definitely be seeing him getting way off to the outside of the track. Now, Zaritza's drawn the inside, Salford Song's drawn 7, so I expect her to come down the outside, find that better ground. And I just think at the 440, I think she's just a better value than the favourite at around the $2 mark.
So that's number 9, Sold for Song. So running through them from Alex Steadman from Racing and Sports in the Simon Dinopoulos chair this morning. Race 3, number 1, Hofgarden. Race 8, number 3, Precious Gem. And race 10, number 1, Saritza. And for Brad Davidson from the Gold Coast Bulletin, it's race 6, number 2, Benzini. Race 7, number 7, Royal Teeth. And then in the last, race 10, number 9, Sold for Song. Brad, we thank you for joining us right through the carnival. We might even have you back next week for the Sunny Coast. It's a significant big bang from the Brisbane Widow. So we'll do it again next week if we can.
It's been very enjoyable, Andrew. Thank you very much for having me on. Just, I like to throw out a few roughies each week. I think there's just two to keep an eye on as well. Race 1, number 18, Miss Kindle, and at $26, gets the blinkers on the first time, can improve. And race 2, number 14, Bretagne, at $17, I think will run well. So punters are looking for a couple of roughies, race 1, 18, and race 2, 14.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Davidson there from the Gold Coast Bulletin. Alex, thank you for your time. I know you'll be filling in over the weekend and tomorrow morning as well. We look forward to that. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Alex Steadman there from racingandsports.com.au.